AM 1300 KGLO. It's time for the Caregiver Corner. I'm Tim Fleming, and look who's back in town.
How to do?
It's the.
I have a little southern accent.
It's
now.
The traveler, Lark Trickstead is back. Lark, how are you?
Very well.
Now you were traveling, yeah, visiting family.
Yeah, to South Carolina. My daughter lives there, and we had a week with her, and it was fun. And we missed the blizzard. We did the whole thing.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, but all is well.
Very good. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Hey, looks like we're going to be talking about American Bandstand.
Yeah.
Bandstand. Or New Year's Eve today? You got Dick Clark posted up here?
Yeah, well, kind of. I was studying some literature about, this is an interesting concept, lifespan versus health span, and how our population ages. And I ran across this article from the HuffPost about Dick Clark. The author noted, even in his passing, Dick Clark remains an icon of looking ageless. For decades, his appearance never seemed to change.
Yeah, he continued, when I was a teenager, he looked like he was, what, 25?
Yeah, he looked kind of old, man.
Yeah, old. Then I was in my 40s, and he looked like he was a whippersnapper, 25 or so. So as far as I could tell from the photos published with his obituary, he still looked 25 or so to the very end.
Oh.
Very young.
And understanding why some people look young or old for their age is complicated. It involves genetics, of course. You know, when will your hair turn gray or fall out? When will you gain your share of weight or wrinkles? An interesting question that people like Dick Clark make you ponder is whether looking young means you're physically staying young. Call it the Dick Clark effect.
Not surprisingly, it involves lifestyle.
Right.
Did Dick exercise more, eat more veggies, experience more or less stress? Was he a caregiver?
There you go.
We don't know.
The University of Pittsburgh Center for Aging and Population has produced 10 keys to healthy aging. You know, someone always comes up with a list. In order to live healthier into old age, they say that people should lower their systolic blood pressure. So that's the number on top.
Okay.
And then regulate blood sugar. And that's a big call because we have a lot of diabetics. Lower your bad cholesterol, the LDL. Now, that's called low-density lipoprotein, but the way that I teach my patients to remember it is the lousy density lipoprotein. Lousy means bad, okay?
Got it.
And then, of course, be physically active.
Yeah, and maintain healthy bones, joints, muscles.
Right.
Stop smoking.
Big deal.
Or just don't ever start.
Right.
Participate in cancer screenings. Get immunized regularly. Combat depression. Maintain social contact. Be involved.
Big, big, big thing.
Yeah.
Another good suggestion is, I hate to tell you, but don't wait for the anti-aging drugs to be developed.
No.
Stop waiting.
No. Really?
Eat plants. I mean, not plants in your house, but plant-based foods.
Okay.
And getting back to Dick Clark, the average American man dies at about 77 years of age these days, and Dick Clark lived to 82.
The author finishes his article with his personal favorite living example, the famous baseball announcer Vin Scully, retired from the broadcasting booth, not looking at all that different from when he started his professional career some 67 years ago.
Wow.
We want to know the secret for Vin.
Yeah. Hey, Vin. Lifespan or health span? The primary goal of well-being for people over 65 is the time that we live independently in good health as we age. That's really the key. And caregiving for ourselves and our family. That is the big deal, because if you're not healthy, you can't take care of your family.
Yeah. You mentioned Vin Scully in this story.
Yeah.
And, you know, Vin Scully is, we can stop and think about it, broadcasting a baseball game
yeah.
on a sunny day in Los Angeles.
bad.
Well, doesn't that sound fun?
Oh,
yeah.
I wonder who does that.
I could probably handle that.
Okay, let's see. You only have, what, 27 more years to go?
I got a ways. Yeah, I got a ways.
That's amazing.
67 is really, you know, he's an amazing guy.
Has he been on and off television since that? I haven't really seen him.
He's been off since he retired, what was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I think so.
I haven't seen him on, you know, like cameos or anything, but.
Well, the amazing part about Vin Scully was he didn't like working with anybody.
No.
Seriously, he did the Dodger games and he was by himself.
Well.
And they said to him, why don't you have a color man? And he said, why? I say everything, and what would they say?
Yeah, so do you.
Shh.
Go, Tim.
Lark, if somebody wanted to find out more about the Caregiver Corner and SageLink, how do they do that?
Well, please go to NorthIowaSageLink.com, and it's there 24/7, and we're using it more and more and more.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
Hey, good to have you back.
Good to see you, and happy sunny day to everyone.
Indeed, for sure. Thanks, Lark.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Lark Trick, stay with us on AM 1300, KGLO.